Hi everyone, my name is Scott Ledden. I'm a partner with Greenford Construction. And for those who aren't familiar with Greenford, we're a commercial contractor that has been working in the GTA for 29 years. And one of the questions that we are often asked is with respect to our experiences, have you worked in a raised floor environment? And the answer I'm pleased to say is yes. But I thought it'd be a good idea to have a discussion around raised floors, what they are and how they operate and what the advantages are. So I brought in some experts on the subject, Mike Hinton from Camino Flooring Systems, one of North America's leaders in raised floors, and Ruben Glab is a site manager from Greenford Construction who has tons of experience in the space. So welcome, gentlemen. Thanks so much for joining me. Really appreciate your time here today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Scott.
My pleasure. Mike, let's start with you. Let's go right to the basics. So I thought it would be best to just start right at the beginning. What is raised floor?
So raised floor, it originated in server rooms where they blow the cold air underneath the servers and you have perforated tiles, and it allowed to keep the servers cool. And over the past 15 to 20 years, it's really morphed into an office product. And what we have here is our TechCrete 1250 raised floor system, which is designed for office space. It emulates a slab. It's got that slab walkable feel, and all the M&E is hid nice and neat underneath the raised floor, and it's supported on steel pedestals, and you can have a cavity or raised floor height from anywhere from 3 inches to 60 inches if you want.
Sorry, how many inches?
You can go as high as 60 inches.
We is that right?
Do quite a few auditoriums with our system.
Up to 60 inches?
Yeah.
That's incredible. Okay, I did not know that.
Yeah.
And when you say M&E, you're talking about the mechanical electrical systems.
Yeah.
Are all, so in a traditional building, so let's go back. A traditional building, everything is in the roof or ceiling. Above the floor tile, above the ceiling tiles.
Yeah.
Why do some buildings go with raised floors?
So our sales staff has really done a great job over the last 15 to 20 years by educating the developers and the consultants in the city. And usually once a developer uses our system, they soon become a repeat client because they realize the benefits of the access floor system and the underfloor air.
Okay. Well, that brings me to my next question.
Yep.
What are the specific advantages of the raised floor from a building owner point of view? They're looking, they've got expensive real estate here, they got a piece of property, they're looking at options to build a building, put something together, obviously traditional or raised floor. What are the advantages for them of going with a raised floor building?
So some of the key advantages, first and foremost, is energy consumption. If you compare an overhead building to an underfloor air distribution, underfloor should perform anywhere from 25 to 35% more energy efficient. Reasons is you're managing much lower fan speeds with the underfloor air. It's a fraction of overhead. It's 0.05 static pressure.
Okay.
Whereas the overhead, you have usually 2 to 3 inches of static pressure. And that's because if you're sitting in a room and it's coming from overhead, the air's got to be forced down to get through all that warm air that naturally pools above our head. So it's a lot more fan speeds. You also have to deliver the air much colder in the ceilings because, again, you have to pass through all that unoccupied zone before it gets to us. So usually it's delivered in the ceiling at 55 degrees, where it's delivered in our floor system at 65 degrees. That's a 10-degree delta, which is significant on the energy savings.
Okay.
Air quality, which is probably the utmost important coming out of the pandemic right now.
Absolutely.
So, again, if it's coming from overhead, it's being forced to mix with all that stale air that just comes and pools above our head. If you're delivering at the floor level, it's being delivered right to our breathing zone. It will stratify the spent air, goes up, gets sucked along the ceiling and into the air handling unit to be conditioned. And the third reason would be personal control. So as you see here, we have the access floor panel with the air diffuser.
Mm-hmm.
And those air diffusers would be cut flush into the raised floor system at someone's workstation. If they want to control their temperature, they can easily reach over, open and close the diffuser. So they have personal control of their workspace. You're not limited to a thermostat that might be 10 feet away from you. So those are the.
And how often would you have those diffusers? How many tiles? Like how many feet apart from each other are they?
They usually design for 1 CFM per square foot. So the air diffusers are 80 CFM. So mechanical consultant will do a calculation based on heat load and they will place them where they need to be. But typically you have one at each workstation, and then in your big boardrooms and meeting rooms, Those will be hooked up to thermostats because half the day they may be empty and right. they'd be thermostatically controlled.
Okay. So with all those advantages, I'd love to know, with all the new buildings that have gone up here in Toronto in the last few years, is it fair to say that the majority have gone with the raised floor system?
There's a majority of them, especially in the South Core, have utilized our system. Almost every building down there has used our system.
That's terrific.
And of course, we're living in the building here that has utilized our system as well.
Absolutely. And that's why we brought Ruben in here, because Ruben did some work here at this location and he's worked with the raised floor. So Ruben, when you're at Greenford and we give you a call and say, hey, we just want a job, and it's, by the way, it's in this building, it's raised floor. Are you excited by that, or how do you feel about
that? I do a little happy dance, Scott.
Okay.
It is so nice to come into an environment with a raised floor where you're going to be working at things at floor level or just under floor level. It's easier to get the trades in there. I can eliminate lifts. I can eliminate ladders.
Uh-huh.
It's cleaner because you have that constant airflow under there.
Yeah. In terms of some of the traditional buildings where you have to do, I would imagine that this removes the need for x-raying, for that type of stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say designers love putting things where designers shouldn't put things. So
they do it from an aesthetic point of view. It's good for aesthetics.
Yes,
they don't necessarily think about the constructability.
This little table and this little lamp must go here.
Yeah.
But I have to get power to it. So now I've got to scan it or I've got to x-ray it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could find an obstruction in the slab that I'm not going to be able to put it there. So then everyone scrambles as to where we can put it. Whereas with a raised floor, all of that is eliminated. You want the plug there? Great, the plug is going there. You want the diffuser there? Great, the diffuser is going there. You want to change your furniture layout? Great, I can eliminate that power feed there and I can bring the power feed up over here. And it's almost a no fuss, no muss.
That's great. So it sounds like there's a lot of advantages in terms of air quality, in terms of efficiency. And you just mentioned kind of flexibility.
Yeah,
you know,
the flexibility
a lot of, you know,
is out of this
10-year
world.
Leases are fairly common. Requirements in the office change during that time. So there's often moves, adds, and changes. So from your perspective, when there's a moves, adds, or change, if it's in a raised floor environment, it's easier to execute than a traditional environment.
Yeah, because I'm not worrying about coring anymore. I'm not worrying about trenching anymore. I don't have to worry about the obstructions that I might run into because everything is there and easy to work on.
Okay.
And if you're bringing power out of it to systems furniture, mm-hmm. you can put that systems furniture really anywhere you want to put it.
And if you did have to make any type of move to this, Mike, what's the process for making an adjustment to this?
Very, very simple. So I'll call in one of my foremen here that will come over and demonstrate it. So this is showing a bare finish panel, but majority of the finish that's put on top of it is carpet. And Andrew will demonstrate how quick and easy it is to make a change. So he's now just removed the four screws of which he can lift up the access floor panel, and you'll see the air diffuser is not ducted like an overhead system. There's no duct attached to that. He can relocate it to any square foot on the thing. He can take the solid panel from that spot, put it back in its place, and he's just now made a change to your HVAC in a matter of minutes.
Wow, that's fantastic, actually. There's no requirement to have the HVAC contractor come in to make any type of adjustments.
To be done by in-house technicians.
Wow, that's fantastic. You know, there's a lot of, I won't say new, but there's a lot of attributes that people like to have in their offices that have very tight tolerances, such as a Muraflex glass wall, for example. How that has virtually, you know, is no tolerance, no give. It has to be precise. It's a glass wall. There's no buffers on the bottom side of it. How level can you get these tiles? I assume you can get them perfectly level to accommodate these types of things.
Absolutely perfectly level. And that is one of the key benefits. If you talk to any furniture company or anything, anytime a raised floor is in the building, they will emulate some of the stuff that Ruben has said. They love it because they don't have to worry about a slab being out of level.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the key benefits of the system is if they pour the slab and it's uneven, all these steel pedestals are adjustable. So we can adjust for any slab variance.
Yeah. So regardless of what the slab is doing, your floor makes up for that and you can have a perfect slate-like floor.
And Ruben, from your perspective, offices traditionally or often have varied floor finishes. There might be mm-hmm. a thicker tile in the elevator lobby, then there's carpet somewhere else, different thicknesses.
Yep.
Do you work with the Camino install team beforehand to say, hey, please set these pedestals in this area at this level?
Yes.
when it comes time to do
the floor. Yeah, we have a map at the beginning, so I know if I'm going from carpet tile to stone tile to a hardwood finish, then most of the times when the podiums, the structure underneath the tile comes to site, they're already set, and we just kind of map it out and set it up. So then when it comes to my floor finishes, it's easy peasy.
So from an execution point of view on site, it's a no-brainer for you as well.
No-brainer, and the time savings are the things. Like Mike had said earlier, you can have a technician come in and change out the tile and the diffuser instead of having to bring in a mechanical trade, instead of having to bring in someone to scan or to core or to cut. It's kind of a one-stop system.
That's great. Well, it sounds like then, just to summarize, obviously there's traditional buildings and there's buildings that are going with raised floor. Mike, you credited your sales team with communicating the benefits effectively to most of the developers, resulting in the majority of the building, the new buildings in the downtown core receiving your system. So congratulations to them and to yourselves. And from a constructor's point of view, Ruben, you've highlighted the benefits and the ease of using it. And it sounds like overall it's a terrific system. And its benefits environmentally as well as time. So that's fantastic. I'd love to thank both of you gentlemen for joining me here today. Really appreciate you taking the time and providing your expertise to explain the raised floor environment to our listeners. Thank you so much. Right. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
Pleasure.